Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said medical science is adding years to our lives, but it's up to us to add life to our years. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today, and we're very glad that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. The Hebrew writer in the 13th chapter points out in verse 3 that we are to remember or consider the apostle and high priest of our calling, Christ Jesus the Lord. Now think about the idea of considering our high priest. I believe all of us need to understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and so consideration needs to be given unto him. While there are many in the world today who seem to think that he was a good man, but not indeed the Son of God, the Bible teaches very plainly that he is divinity. He is eternal. He is the one who came into the world to bring redemption to the human family. And therefore, he sets for us a perfect example to be followed in all things. The Lord indeed wants us to look at him and to realize that he is the one who is an example and an example to be followed. During our lifetime, all of us, at some time or other, pick out some person that we know or some person we've heard of and use them as an example that we would like to pattern our lives after. Sometimes it's someone that we've seen on television or something of the like. Sometimes it's a person who is a sports figure. Sometimes it's just an individual that we have been close to and know something about, and so they become an example for us. But remember, if Christ is our pattern, and we try to exemplify in our lives the things that were true of Christ, look what a difference it would make in our lives. Christ is not the same as a sports figure. He is not the same as even some individual that you know who is a good person and worthy of imitation. Christ was a perfect example, and therefore we can follow him with great confidence. He never did wrong. He never committed sin. In the Hebrew letter, chapter 4 and verse 15, the record says, "We have not an high priest, which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin." The Apostle Peter makes a statement along these lines in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21 and 22. In verse 21, "For even hereunto are you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." Now look at verse 22. "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." My friends, there is not a better example for you and I to follow than Jesus Christ. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1, said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." So Paul would not even say, "Follow me." He would say, "Follow me as I follow Christ." And certainly there's a safeguard in that. If Paul was doing the wrong thing, then he's not following Christ, and to follow his example would cause us to be guilty along the same line. However, Paul said, "You follow me inasmuch as I follow Christ." Well, I think all of us can see then very clearly that Jesus is not only a good example to follow, he is a perfect example that we ought to follow during our lifetime. So no wonder in the Galatian letter chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul says, "It is not I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who died for me." Well, it's clear from that passage that Christ has become our example, and that Christ lives in us. Therefore, we're doing the right thing because we're following the example that has been left. Well, we think then about the example of Christ, one to consider, one to follow, and one that ought to be our pattern during life. Let's look at Christ for a little while and look at some of the things that he did that are worthy of our imitation. He did some things with reference to his own life that you and I can look at and can profit from if we're willing to make the application of his example to our lives. Well, first of all, notice the devotion that Jesus had to the cause of his Father. Jesus came into the world to help God carry out a plan that God had in the very beginning that was revealed by the Spirit of God. Sometimes I like to illustrate it this way. God had the plan, Jesus executed the plan, and the Holy Spirit revealed the plan. So when I look for the plan of human redemption, I realize God's the author of it. And I also realize that Jesus is the reason that that plan is effective, because Jesus came and gave his life according to the plan of God that he might bring redemption to the human family. And then it was the Holy Spirit that by revelation gave to the writers of the Bible the plan that God had. And so when I read the Bible, I'm reading God's plan for human redemption. It is without error because it was given by inspiration. And therefore, when I follow the example that Jesus set before me, I'm following the right example. When Jesus was just 12 years of age, he went to the temple and he talked with those who were learned in the law. And you remember his parents left him. They thought that he was with the kinsmen, and so they went on their way thinking that everything was all right. They finally realized he was not with them, but when they returned and found him, they found him talking about the law to those who knew the law, and Jesus replied when they said, "You've given us concern, we were worried about you." Jesus replied, "Wot ye not that I must be about my Father's business? I have a work to do, and that work is the first work in my thinking. I must be about my Father's business." Imagine a 12-year-old boy saying that the first thing in my life is serving God, doing what God has given for me to do. Now I look at the life of the Lord and I see one who simply says whatever his Father wants him to do, he's going to do that. When I come to the end of his life, in Luke chapter 22 and verse 42, I find Jesus in view of the cross saying, "Not my will, but thine be done." In other words, he's ready to give his life for the cause of Christ. Well, think about that and think seriously about the responsibility we have in following the example that our Master has given. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll continue making application concerning Christ, our example. We do hope you'll be with us and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you.